Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Keep it light.
Keep it light.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it fair.
Keep it fair.
I'm not going with you.
Why, no.
You have to stay here with Barnaby. You're married to him.
The girl that I married.
We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies.
Gay love. With your heart I will play, love.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappelle. Queer rights take hits in Cook and Cayman Islands, U.S. federal courts slam Trump's religious freedom rules, and pop culture peculiarities come out of the closet. Those stories and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Tanya Kane Perry.
And I'm Sarah Sweeney.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending November 9th, 2019. Queer rights face big tests in two small island countries. In the South Pacific, conservative churches are blocking the decriminalization of same-gender sex in the Cook Islands. It's been 2 years since a parliamentary draft crimes bill removed indecent acts between men and sodomy. Draft committee chairman Tinginka Elikana told reporters this week, maybe because those provisions are in there, in the act, that's why nobody is doing it. He claims that having that in the law books is probably a deterrent to people to come out in the open and be open about it. The Cook Islands queer rights group, Te Tiare Association, has an online petition charging that lawmakers cling to anti-gay laws enacted under colonial rule and the influence of conservative Christian missionaries. Our LGBTI rainbow communities continue to experience discrimination, stigma, homophobia, violence, and suicide. About 17,500 people call the 15 Cook Islands home. It's a self-governing country in a free association agreement with New Zealand. New Zealand takes the lead in defense and foreign policy in consultation with the Cook Islands. The crimes bill is expected to come before the Cook Islands Parliament for its final reading in February next year.
Moving to the Western Caribbean Sea, the Cayman Islands Court of Appeal has overturned a marriage equality ruling issued earlier this year. The government challenged Chief Justice Anthony Smellie's ruling and won. But original plaintiffs Chantelle Day and Vicky Bottom Bush also won. The appeals court ordered the government to expeditiously provide the couple and other lesbian and gay partners with a legal status that is what the order calls functionally equivalent to heterosexual civil marriage. The justices chastised lawmakers, writing that it is difficult to avoid the conclusion that the Legislative Assembly has been doing all it can to avoid facing up to its legal obligations. Premier Alden McLaughlin welcomed the appeals court decision. But the premier failed to explain how his government plans to deal with same-gender unions, given the appeals court directive. About 64,000 people live in the three-island semi-autonomous British Overseas Territory. The Cayman's status as a territory means that the issue may finally end up at the Judicial Committee of the UK Privy Council. A similar marriage equality case from Bermuda is already under consideration there. Queer couples are being allowed to marry in Bermuda while that case is pending, however.
Could there be marriage equality progress in Panama? President Laurentino Cortizo now says he will work to delete a ban on same-gender civil marriage from a package of constitutional reforms. The package has already cleared a first vote in the National Assembly. The marriage ban is not the only reform that has brought students, LGBTQ people, and other mostly young progressives into the streets for days of protests. Marriage equality cases are stalled in Panama's Supreme Court of Justice. That's despite the nation being bound by the 2017 Inter-American Court of Human Rights ruling to open civil marriage to same-gender couples. Will Cortizo's November 8th announcement of opposition to the marriage equality ban work? Activists told veteran gay journalist Rex Walkner that it's not clear whether that will be enough to kill it when the National Assembly finalizes the constitutional changes. The reforms would then go to a voter referendum next year.
Two U.S. federal district court judges more than 3,000 miles apart ruled together against the latest assault on LGBTQ rights by the administration of President Donald Trump after only about a week. The new Department of Health and Human Services rules, set to take effect on November 22nd, allow healthcare professionals to refuse patients treatment if they have religious or moral objections. Federally funded adoption or fostering agencies could also reject applications from same-gender couples on the same grounds. Arbitrary and capricious is how Judge Paul Engelmeyer of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York described the Trump administration's so-called conscience rule. His November 6th ruling found that it conflicts with Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that bans workplace discrimination based on sex. He also said it violated the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, which requires providers to care for emergency room patients regardless of their ability to pay. Engelmeyer's ruling favors lawsuits filed by New York City, the State of New York, the American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, and other healthcare-related organizations. Engelmeyer's ruling was followed up the next day by Judge Stanley Bastian of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Washington. He also ruled from the bench that the new rules are unlawful. He granted summary judgment on November 7th in favor of Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson. Judge Bastian promised to issue his written ruling at a later date. Several LGBTQ and other civil rights groups have filed a separate lawsuit against the new Trump rules. That's in federal district court in California. It's not completely clear from these late-breaking reports how the two district court rulings issued affect other proposed Health and Human Services rules that allow department-funded adoption and fostering agencies to reject prospective queer parents on the basis of religious belief or moral conviction.
Meanwhile, that sudden breeze you may have felt was the gust of eyebrows being raised when this word got out. Two U.S. Supreme Court justices meeting with a vocal and aggressive opponent of queer rights. The High Court has three LGBTQ-related queer right-to-work cases on its docket list this session. Brian Brown heads both the National Organization for Marriage and the International Organization for the Family. He bragged on social media about his great day meeting with Associate Supreme Court Justices Samuel Alito and Brett Kavanaugh. High-level conservative Roman Catholic leaders also appeared with Brown and the justices in a photo posted to Brown's Twitter account. The homophobia-spreading International Organization for the Family is a hate group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. The National Organization for Marriage is a notoriously anti-queer group that fought against U.S. marriage equality for decades. They fled that losing battlefield to carry their anti-queer campaign to other countries, mostly in Africa. Now the group has filed a brief in the cases pending before the Supreme Court. It argues that it should be perfectly legal under federal law to fire or refuse to hire otherwise qualified LGBTQ workers based solely on their sexual orientation or gender identity. What were all those smiling people in Brown's group photo talking about? It's not known, but the U.S. Code sections governing judges say that any justice, judge, or magistrate judge of the United States shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might reasonably be questioned. A growing number of LGBTQ advocacy groups and progressive legal organizations are calling on Alito and Kavanaugh to recuse themselves from the queer job rights cases. Neither justice has responded to date.
Finally, Danica Rome is the first out transgender person to win re-election to a U.S. state legislature. The Democrat was first elected to the Virginia House of Delegates in 2017. Four other Democratic LGBTQ candidates also won re-election in an off-year election, Blue Wave, that gave the party control of both legislative chambers. Democrats already hold the top executive branch offices in Virginia, including governor. Two other out-trans candidates and three incumbents won their races across the country. According to the Queer Candidate Promoting Victory Fund, the November 5th results brought the total number of out-trans elected officials nationwide to 23. The City Council of Indianapolis, Indiana, saw the re-election of one openly gay member and the addition of two new gays and a lesbian to its ranks. Or, as the Victory Fund described it, a rainbow wave came crashing into Mike Pence's backyard on election night. The queer advocacy group says that almost 100 openly LGBTQ candidates on state and local ballots were elected. If you're interested in reviewing the lengthy but comprehensive list of winners, log on to victoryfund.org. But there's a worrisome addendum to the good election news. According to a report this week by MarketWatch.com, 1 in 5 LGBTQ adults in the U.S. is not registered to vote ahead of what could be the most important national election of our time in 2020. The UCLA-based queer think tank, the Williams Institute, released a study saying that about half of LGBTQ-identified registered adults are Democrats, 15% are Republicans, and 22% identify as independents. However, 21% of all U.S. LGBTQ adults are not registered to vote at all. If you're in that latter group, drop everything and go to vote.gov and register now.
That's NewsWrap, global queer news with attitude, for the week ending November 9th, 2019. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
NewsWrap is written by Gray Gordon, edited by Lucia Chappell, produced by Brian DeShazer, recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles, and brought to you by you.
Help keep us in ears around the world at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast and much more.
And you can listen to NewsWrap each week by subscribing to our This Way Out Radio YouTube channel. For This Way Out, I'm Sarah Sweeney.
And I'm Tanya Kane Perry.
Hello, I'm Tab Hunter, and you're listening to This Way Out, the international radio show for all of our sexually diverse communities. So much cooler
online. There's nothing cooler than the world's only international LGBT radio magazine.
Unless it's thiswayout.org.
At thiswayout.org, you'll find program information,
related videos,
expanded features,
NewsWrap transcripts,
and CDs and downloadable material.
It might not be cooler than radio,
but there's much more This Way Out at thiswayout.org.
And now it's time for another special feature.
Oh my!
An offbeat DJ known as Dr. Demento became legendary in the U.S. for raising audio kitsch to an art form. Enter Nurse Pimento, the late gay activist and radio producer David Fradkin. David added his own kind of spice to pursuing the peculiarities of popular culture. Here's a golden oldie music and comedy confection that David liked to call
Stranger Than Straight. Hi, I'm Nurse Pimento.
We are tough, you bet, filled with college pep. Bring him on, we cry. D-I-D-I-D-I.
I'm a private duty nurse specializing in bringing sunshine and happiness into your living room, dining room, or whatever.
As I live and breathe, a fairy.
Cool it, Jiminy. Just for you, I come bearing strange and wonderful medicines, off-the-wall tongue-in-cheek music and performances with gay references. These medications go down quite easily, and according to the indications on the labels, they are guaranteed to maybe even outrage.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who is a fag is a queer.
So just sit back and relax as we enter the world of Stranger Than Straight. There have been suggestive hints all through our cinematic history in regard to homosexuality. Most have been in a comedic sense. In Some Like It Hot, Jack Lemmon's revelation to Joey Brown that they couldn't get married brought on a deadpan response.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Other stars have appeared in films and drag. Who can forget Marlena Dietrich in A Top Hat and Tail singing a love song to Lily Marlene? Or Ray Bolger seducing college professors in Charlie's Aunt? or Stan and Ollie playing each other's wives. Well, as far as Groucho Marx was concerned, he was warned.
How I got started in show business. I saw an ad in the Morning World,
which doesn't exist anymore. And hardly do I. The ad said boy wanted to sing. I ran all the way from 93rd Street, where I lived then, to 33rd Street, and ran up five flights of stairs. I knocked on the door, and a man came to the door wearing a woman's outfit. Not entirely, just lipstick. And I realized that that was the profession that I wanted to enter.
Keep it gay,
keep it gay,
keep it light,
keep it light,
keep it fresh,
keep it fresh,
keep it fair,
keep it fair,
let it bloom,
let it bloom,
every night, give it room, give it air. Keep your love a lovely dream and never wake it. Make it happy and be happy as you make it.
Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away.
Take it easy and enjoy it while you take it.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
In Laurel and Hardy's famous Babes in Toyland, made in 1936, Stan disguises himself as Little Bo Peep in order to marry Silas Barnaby on the condition that if Bo Peep marries him, he will tear up Mother Peep's mortgage. The interesting element in this is not the surprise wedding.
Now you may kiss the bride.
But dealing with the reality of the situation after the fact.
Well, goodbye. And good luck.
What do you mean, goodbye? I'm not going with you.
Why, no. You have to stay here with Barnaby. You're married to him.
I don't want to stay here with him.
Why?
I don't love him. Oh! If he ever sees...
Isn't it amazing what a person could do with a record collection and a good ear for innuendos? Find a song, a soundtrack, or a comedy album, and you'll be shocked at what you can come up with.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a
any filmography will have on its list a 1943 MGM musical called Girl Crazy. The entry will include the film's famous numbers, I Got Rhythm and Bidin' My Time, sung by Judy Garland. What you probably won't find on the entry is a song sung by Mickey Rooney. Nurse Pimento, of course, would never let such a thing escape his notice.
When I was born, they found a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a barber just to curl my hair. If winter came, the mater carried me to the south. The point is that I had the best of care. Women and head waiters fawned on me. Life was just a bore till it dawned on me that if I'd ever want to be a man amongst men, I'd have to be manhandled now and then. So treat me rough, muss my hair. Don't you dare to handle me with care. I'm no innocent child, baby. Keep on treating me wild. Treat me rough, pinch my cheek, kiss and hug and squeeze me till I'm weak. I've been pampered enough, baby, so keep on treating me wrong.
Or even Carl Reiner interviewing Mel Brooks, the 2,000-year-old man.
I'm always fascinated when you tell us personal things about the great historical figures. One who intrigues me, General Custer.
A fag.
Now, wait a moment. Now, just a moment.
Man was a fag.
No, we're talking about General Custer. He was a general.
Hey, I was there, Charlie.
Are you saying that the general can be a fag?
He's a fag.
General's a fag?
All generals.
All generals? Now, just a moment. That is, are you trying to prove a psychiatric point?
I'm saying a simple truth. What's so hard
well,
to...
Well, no, you say not, not all generals.
Take
maybe answer. One, maybe, but not all generals.
Name the generals, I'll tell
George
you.
George Washington.
Ah, fag, the biggest.
General Eisenhower.
Ah, fag.
General Cornwallis.
Ah, fag.
General Patton.
A big fag.
Now, just how could you explain that, sir? None of these men seem... We haven't any history of them being homosexual.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. Hold on, pal. I didn't say homosexual. No.
You said
well, don't
fag.
Get me in trouble. I don't want to get
you said these generals were fags.
Yes, Federal Army generals. I didn't mean... I don't want to take the time on the record to... I've shortened things.
Do you know any homosexuals?
Maybe Custer, but I don't want to go... You know.
There were...
Could have been. He had long hair and he liked nice horses. Who knows?
This section is devoted to our boys. First, a song to all our boys over there.
This is a song entitled The Military Lovers.
Do you love me as much as I love you? As much as I love you? Do you love me as much as I love you? As much as I love you? Do you love me as much as I love you? As much as I love you? Dum 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 dum. Love me as much as I love you. Yes, sir, I do.
Tommy Smothers singing The Military Lovers.
Now, Martin Mull tells us what it's really like aboard a Navy ship.
Men! Men!
Men!
Men! Men, 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 men.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh, men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men. Men, 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 men.
There's men above, there's men below, there's men down in the galley, there's Butch,
and Spike,
and Biff,
and one guy we call Sally,
and one guy we call Sally. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift a seat, there's no one here but men.
Men, 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 men.
We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard. There's no one here but men.
Amen.
And now, dedicated to our boys in politics, an excerpt from the Watergate hearings, courtesy of the National Lampoon.
Now, Mr. Hunt, we have evidence here that you had an intimate relationship with the unsuccessful assassin of Governor George Wallace. Mr. Arthur Bremer.
Oh, look, I don't know how intimate it was. We slept together a couple times.
All right, now, just a minute
no
here.
No big deal.
From the Continental Bell House in New York City, it's Bing Crosby with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. For their first number this evening, Paul and the gang give us their rendition of Oscar Levant's latest hit, Gay Love.
The silvery moon finds me alone tonight, with only thoughts of you. The little stars are twinkling oh so bright, no wonder I am blue. Like a ray of sun with glaring light, you have brought the love that's burning. The happy spell of you now holds me tight, for you I keep on yearning. beside your heart I will play, love, until you come my way, love, I'll be waiting for you. Your love is the kind I adore, love, something worth living for, love, every word, dear, is true. Your magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, hey, love. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love, and that you love me too.
Feeling better now? I'm so glad. Oh, my, I've forgotten all about the time. My shift is over now, but I'm sure you're in good enough shape to take care of yourself. Remember, drink plenty of liquids and don't forget to take your vitamins. Oh, and we should thank the people who are the active ingredients in our miracle cure, Margaret Fowler and Joan Sprague, for their technical assistance. And the inert ingredients should get equal time, so I'd like to thank David Fradkin for just being me. This is Nurse Pimento.
I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing my song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
But wait, you're scheduled for a return appointment at Nurse Pimento's free clinic for...
Stranger Than.
Stranger Than Straight.
Come out, listen on air. Up there, down there, hair is everywhere.
I remember that once when I slept with a girlfriend, I had a strong desire to kiss her and that I did do so. Yours, Anne.
You know, everyone's here frightfully gay. You know, nobody cares what people say.
There's a lady in our neighborhood who runs a buffet flare.
All that and more next time on This Way Out. Thanks for choosing This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. Some program material this week came from Tanya Kane Perry and Sarah Sweeney, produced by Brian DeShazer, and from David Fradkin. Perry Como, Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney, Tommy Smothers, Martin Mull, and Bing Crosby performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation, the Ivana Foundation, the estate of Christopher David Trentum, Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley, and all of the listener donors who make this program possible, including you, we hope. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Lucia Chappell. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org and on the Happy Station, Paisley, Scotland, WGOT-LP Gainesville, Florida, KGIGLP Modesto, California, and a wide array of community radio stations and other outlets around the world, including this one. Now y'all stay tuned.